It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow morning, the group One Pittsburgh is planning a protest at the drive-thru of the Strip District McDonald's in order to draw attention to national strikes at fast food giants and to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the historic March on Washington. I'm joined now in Studio A by Calvin Skinner, the head organizer for tomorrow's protest. Calvin Skinner, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
This morning, we invited a representative of McDonald's Corporation to join us, but we have yet to receive a reply. Calvin Skinner, why do you think a protest at the drive-thru of the Strip District McDonald's is an appropriate way to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington?
I think a lot of times we forget that the title of the 1963 March was the March for Jobs and Freedom. And while we've made some progress on the freedom portion, workers are continuing to lose ground. When you look at some things like the minimum wage, in 1963, the minimum wage was $1.35 an hour, equates to a little over $9 an hour when adjusted for inflation. The demand of the 1963 marchers was that the minimum wage be raised to $2 an hour. That equates to $13 an hour in today's dollars. And so the March on Washington was always about civil rights, but it was also about economic rights and economic justice. And that's a story that is not told. And it's a place where we've lost significant ground in this country and in the context of the greater civil rights struggle.
Is it fair and is it just to hold McDonald's accountable for all of that?
I think to hold McDonald's accountable for all of it is disingenuous. McDonald's is a symbol. It's a representation of a greater problem. Now, when you look specifically at McDonald's, their CEO makes $6,611 an hour. Their frontline,
say that again?
$6,611 per hour. That's 857 times more than what the frontline cashier or cook is making in a McDonald's store. 857 times more than workers. You have a situation where we are moving in a country where in 1963, the average CEO made 18 times more than the average worker. And here we are in 2013, and the average CEO makes 231 times what the average worker makes. We have growing income inequity and just a system that is really, really unfair to workers. It doesn't allow people to support themselves or support their families. And McDonald's knows this. They know it because they put out a tool for their workers, a budgeting tool that's been part of a national conversation that did not have a line item for health care, did not have a line item for heating. It suggested that their employees work two full-time jobs, and yet there's no way or line item for child care.
But someone might say, arguing on McDonald's behalf, that at least they are providing jobs, particularly to young people. And by all accounts, hire people without regard to race, creed, or color.
So, the young people thing is a true misnomer. 43% of all jobs that have been created since the recession started in 2007. 43% of all jobs created in this country have been low-wage service sector jobs in retail and fast food.
So how do you plan to protest at McDonald's in the Strip District tomorrow?
Oh, we're very creative at One Pittsburgh, and what we plan on doing is something that, A, draws attention to the issue of wage inequity, calls out McDonald's as one of many corporate bad actors, and that educates the public about why we are there and links it to specifically to the March on Washington in 1963.
Now, the Strip District McDonald's is not listed among the McDonald's in Pittsburgh that are corporate owned. So beyond symbolism, what are you really accomplishing here by protesting at this particular McDonald's as opposed to another one of the corporate-owned McDonald's in the area?
So whether it's corporate-owned or franchise-owned, or McDonald's has a system that sends most of the money, even from their franchise stores, to McDonald's corporate. And so it's really just schematics almost, a differentiation between their corporate stores and their franchise stores. And while we sympathize with the franchise owners who we know that McDonald's corporate are squeezing, we care about those frontline workers in their store and making sure that they're earning a living wage, whether it's a franchise store or a corporate store. And the franchise owners need to start standing up to corporate and saying that this is not a sustainable situation as well.
We're talking with Calvin Skinner, head organizer of tomorrow's One Pittsburgh protest at the Strip District McDonald's. What are you hoping that your action will accomplish?
Education. We're hoping that people in the city of Pittsburgh, people who are coming in on Saturday and visiting our Strip District and shopping, take a moment to think about what costs are really paid by our workforce in our city and in these service sector jobs. And bringing awareness to the fact that these people cannot support themselves or their family. And also, a study was done by the National Employment Law Project that figured out how much more McDonald's would have to increase costs to pay workers not $10 an hour, but actually $15 to move them to what would be a true living wage in this region. And it's a 17% cost difference. That means that the cost of a Big Mac would go up 68 cents. And so the question we're going to ask people on Saturday, and we're going to challenge the public to answer, is would you pay 68 cents more for your Big Mac so that a worker could earn a living wage, so that the workers, people who are working full-time jobs, aren't a drain on our system? Because the other thing is that McDonald's and other corporations like Walmart, who offer all of this employment, are a drain on the system, and they're underpaying their workers to subsidized by taxpayers like you and I in the form of food stamp benefits and medical assistance and housing assistance and all the other things that the taxpayer picks up when corporate operations don't pay their workers a fair share.
And who are you expecting to show up for this protest tomorrow?
People from the community, people from other labor organizations, and people from the faith community as well.
Calvin Skinner is the head organizer of tomorrow's One Pittsburgh protest at the Strip District McDonald's to draw attention to national strikes at fast food giants and to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the historic March on Washington. Calvin Skinner, thanks for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having us.
And once again, this morning, we did invite a representative of McDonald's Corporation to join us, but we have not received a reply. Coming up, soccer with a yoga ball? We'll tell you about the City of Play Festival and more. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.